Hear the words from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. When I was a child, those words, arise, shine, or in the version I heard them from my father, rise and shine, were about the most irritating things, words that I could ever hear. In the summer, on the farm, I learned where he learned that irritating habit from his mother, Grandma, who understood that since in the country and in the summer, the sun rises earlier each day, so should we. Someplace along the line, though, in my confirmation years, I found that maybe I shouldn't despise those words quite so much. Because first I came to recognize that right after Christmas we kept on hearing those words each year over and over again. And then in confirmation class I even had to memorize them from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. And today those words have even more meaning because their sound brings to mind the sound in Handel's Messiah, arise, shine, for thy light is come. These are epiphany words. There was an epiphany, a shining forth, a manifestation, a lightening that came at the temple in Jerusalem, when the old man Simeon held the Christ child in his arms and said, my eyes have seen thy salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Simeon certainly knew those words from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. So did the Apostle St. John. He wrote in his Christmas Epiphany Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And as John goes on, it's impossible to mistake his point that Jesus himself is that light. Arise, shine, for your light is come. This is the Christmas Epiphany theology. These are the words of the angels. Unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Conveying the same message as Isaiah had spoken 600 years before. So then we are back to Isaiah, who sings about the astronomers from the east, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Those words point to the gospel account about the Magi in Matthew. We certainly don't know how long it was after the birth of our Savior that those Magi came. That Herod issued the order that all male babies 2 years of age and under were to be killed may give us a clue But more so, that gives us a clue as to the price of being associated with that baby who is the Almighty God of the Most High. But the greatest significance of all this is that he comes to such as you and me, Gentiles, the people, the ones who are not of the physical seed of Abraham or of Isaac or of Jacob. He comes to aliens, strangers, foreigners, immigrants, all of us who are outside of the acceptable circle. He's for outsiders, for Gentiles. And if you think he comes to you because you are inside the acceptable circle, then you've missed the point, then you're dead wrong, and you are yet in your sins. Because we are Gentiles not merely by reason of our blood, our non-Jewish blood, but Gentiles because we are apart from God because of our sin. We don't like to be outsiders. We don't like to be left out in the dark. But we are outsiders, outsiders from his divine expectations, outsiders because we're not of the blood of Abraham and Isaac, outsiders because of our sin, outsiders because we are the ones who sat in darkness. But St. Paul also preaches about the light of that epiphany. He came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Outsiders we are, and that is how he has come to us. And thus we are included in that great declaration of Isaiah, his glory will be seen upon you, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Your light has come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, because in him, through faith, he has stamped his righteous image on you. When we stand before our God, he thus looks not on our unrighteousness, not on our darkness, but on the glory which appears, the glorious righteousness of his Son. To him alone be the glory. Amen.